bringing you more feel-good music, Daft Punk's One More Time and Matthew Mole on Let Me. Now, every week on the Stateside Connection, we profile a South African who's making their mark internationally. This week, our guest is Hendrik Jordan, who's been based in Argentina for the last 20 years, has been running a business called Laurik International. We had part one of my interview with him at the previous hour on 919. In part two, Hendrik is going to be chatting about life in the Cordoba region of Argentina. His company specializes in agribusiness, and they offer agri tours to Argentina as well as other South American countries, also assist in facilitating real estate acquisition, and they offer admin and consultancy services for investing and trading in Argentina and South America. So here's part two of my interview with Hendrik.
Positive music. Positive people.
Let's do it.
919.
Well, how often do you make it back to South Africa yourself, Hendrik?
Yeah, unfortunately, I've only last been in South Africa in February 2020,
okay,
just before the pandemic started. It's actually my birthday, and I took over the whole family and in-laws and everything, and we had a really great time there. And then, well, I was supposed to be back in South Africa four or five times in 2020, and then, well, the world ended as we knew it. And now, well, I'm also working in a different company. It's called Polipar, Grupo Polipar. And we are actually manufacturing baling twine for the multinational companies, John Deere, ACCO, Case New Holland, and so on. So it's a new adventure for me. And, well, I just haven't had time to go back to South Africa lately.
Tell us a little bit about Cordoba and how it compares to Buenos Aires, or if it doesn't compare at all.
Cordoba is like the Free State. It's the Argentine Free State. It's in the middle of the country. It's one of the few, if not only, provinces apart from the western provinces along the Andes Mountains that have some kind of hills or hilly terrain. Argentina is an extremely flat country, as I say, except when you reach the Andes Mountains. And Cordoba is a very productive province. We have a lot of agriculture, as be it livestock or grain or crop farming. And also got quite a few factories here. The city of Cordoba is maybe the second biggest city in Argentina, together with Rosario. Both has about 1.2, 1.3 million people. And compared to Buenos Aires, the greater Buenos Aires has about 12 million people. So it's a huge difference. And Argentina is basically an empty country. I mean, it's the eighth biggest country in the world, but more than 40% lives around Buenos Aires, about, let's say, 200 or 300 kilometers from Buenos Aires. So the rest of the country, you can imagine the Patagonia area, the southern half of Argentina is basically empty. And so, yeah, Cordoba is the second biggest city. The city of Cordoba and the province of Cordoba it's a very interesting place for us to be based, because in the middle of the agricultural area, but as it's hugely different from Buenos Aires.
How long have you been in Argentina? I know you said it was since you finished matric. How many years ago was that?
Well, 24 years. Well, 25. Years. Yeah, 25. Technically speaking.
Okay, so you've been there a long time, but I love how you know so much about the country, as you should after 25 years. But it's just you've got this wealth of knowledge about it. Everything in Argentina, which is fantastic.
Yes, and it's such a shame. I mean, I love the country. It's a really beautiful country. There's a lot of things to do and develop here. Argentina is a very, as I said before, humane country. It's very about the social, very about much about the community and about the human values behind what makes the nation. And Argentina is a hugely complicated country. I mean, the economic system here is probably more in the news than anything else, internationally speaking, all the disasters we have here. But people realize this, and then they start caring about the humans behind the business. You can't just depend on your bank account in Argentina to make it through life, because there will be some crisis. But we have economic crisis here, basically a big crisis every 10 years and medium crisis every 5 years. So you just go the motion. You don't get all excited about it. I mean, if it's good, you enjoy it. And if it's bad, well, it's going to pass. So don't take it too seriously. So the Argentine people know this. I mean, it's been like this for basically 100 years. And so what I like about Argentina is the possibility of, having human interaction, just, being basically friends with your neighbors, just because it's quite common in Argentina. I'm not saying it's not the same in South Africa, but it's really noteworthy in Argentina as a country in general. Maybe outside of the cities, if you go to Buenos Aires, it's just a big city and people also go around quite anonymously. But in this, the moment you leave Buenos Aires, people tend to care about each other.
So, Larwick International, if people are interested in your services, what is the best way to contact you, Hendrik?
It's basically our website at laurig.com.com.ar, okay. AR for Argentina. And that's the best way to get hold of me. And there you can find my telephone number and also LinkedIn. We're also on Twitter and Facebook and stuff like that. I mean, just Google Laurig International or Hendrik Argentina and you will find me, because there's nobody else in Argentina called Hendrik Jordan. We spoke about our names just before we started recording. And yes, you have an unusual name, but I can promise you in Argentina, if you say, tell me your name is Hendrik, say like, what? So in Argentina, I just make, you know, commercial or professional course, I just say my name is Jordan and I'd like to blah blah blah.
Yes.
Because if my name is Hendrik Jordan, it's like, what? Nah, come on, really? No, it can't be. And then, I mean, I'm just phoning to buy, I don't know, something, and I really don't want to tell you my life story.
Yes.
But so as I say, just Google Hendrik Argentina and you'll most likely find me. And if you don't find me, then tell me who else is called Hendrik and I'll gladly be friends with him.
Yes, it certainly helps to refine the search options. You did mention one pertinent point, I think, when it comes to a lot of South Africans abroad, is that, you know, our accents stick for the most part. And regardless of where you go, people do want to know how you've ended up in this country. And it takes like a simple trip to the shops or something where you're kind of in a rush to get things done. And all of a sudden, whoever you're exchanging conversation with, if it's the cashier or whatever, wants to know your whole life story. So I'm guessing you found that to be similar in Argentina then.
Every time. I mean, unfortunately, even after 25 years, I still have a foreign accent when I speak Spanish, or apparently I do, because everyone asks me, I speak like 5 minutes and then people say, where are you from? And I say, oh, come on, I've been living in Argentina for 25 years. But apparently, I mean, I'll probably be living here until I'm 80 or whatever. And then they say, where are you from? And I'll be like, oh, yeah, like 60 years ago, I came from South Africa. Yeah. But it's just like that. I mean, I've made peace with that. And people in Argentina really do not discriminate against foreigners. I mean, in 25 years I've been here, maybe once or twice people said like, oh, go back to your country kind of idea. And that's highly unusual. Argentines normally say, wow, South African, and what on earth made you come here? And are you crazy? What? I don't know. Why you love Argentina and stuff like that? So they're actually very interested in South Africa, if they can find it on a map, unfortunately, because Argentines do not know about South Africa. Maybe sometimes they ask you, which country in South Africa? It's like, it's not because they understand it in the context of South America. And if I say South Africa, well, it might be somewhere down in Africa. But yeah, it always makes for great conversation.
Yes, absolutely. We found that in Texas too, just that people have done mission trips to various African countries and then they'll go, oh, we met someone in Nigeria called whatever. You know them. Yeah. Like, I really don't. It's pretty far away. Hendrik, before we wrap up here with the interview, is there anything else that you would like mentioned or discussed?
Honestly, yes. Thank you for the opportunity. I would just like to ask people, when you think about the world and you look at the world map, think about Argentina, think about the Mercosur countries, Argentina, Brazil, Uruguay, Paraguay, as possible destinations for your products, for your services, because people here want to do business. They just don't know how to do business with South Africa. For them, it's extremely foreign. I mean, it's easier to do business with China from Argentina than with South Africa. So think about the possibilities you have here. And find out what is available, what can they do. If you want to buy something, machinery, technology, genetics, think about South America. It is going to be a bit difficult to get started, but once you start it, you will find very interesting things to do here. It's an amazing region, and I really hope that through the next 20 years, we can get these two regions closer together, that it's not so difficult and so foreign to do business.
Perfect. Well, Hendrik Jordan, the owner of Laurig International, thank you for being such an important middleman in this pathway to doing investing and trading in Argentina and South America. It's been fantastic to have you on the show.
Thank you, Kul. I really appreciate it. And great job. I mean, you can be proud of the things you're doing to keep our South African community united. And as we said, I mean, it's not about telling people to leave or not leave South Africa. That's a very personal decision, and we can talk about that for ages. But the idea is take the opportunity to use the resources of South Africans all over the world, because it's very enriching. And I would tell people, just travel and get experience and take everything you learn back to wherever you go. And there's no need to limit yourself. So go and explore.
Perfect. Thank you, Hendrik.
And that's a wrap with my interview with Hendrik Jordan, owner of Laurik International. He's based in Argentina. Like he said, if you're wanting to get hold of him to help him facilitate some business between Argentina and South America, specifically with agribusiness or set up some agri tours there, look up Laurik International, Laurik. I'll share his info via social media as well. Or you can just Google Hendrik in Argentina, because he is the only one there, which is quite a cool thing when it comes to search engines. So next week, I am going to be profiling another one or two South Africans based overseas doing some fascinating things. I'm hoping that we'll be able to get hold of some of the South Africans who are participating in Team USA with the men's T20 World Cup as well.